Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. In the context of our scripture today, praise God, we're looking at Israel. Can you say amen? And Israel has made the decision that they need help. Can you say amen? Amen. It's important to recognize that you need help before you can get help. Because when we don't feel like we need no help, amen, praise God, we don't seek for no help. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, a main obstacle to us getting the help that we need when we need it is our not realizing that we need help from the Lord. Amen, praise God. But the child of God is to be reminded that you can do nothing without God. Amen. You need God every day. You need Him every step of the way. And amen, praise God. And God has told us in His word not to lean to our own understanding, but rather in all of our ways to acknowledge Him. And in acknowledging Him, He promises to direct our path. Can we say amen? And so, praise God, tell your neighbor, praise God, that you need to look to the Lord. Can you say amen? You need to acknowledge that He is Lord. And you need to acknowledge that He's got everything in control in His hand. Nothing moves, nothing turns, nothing happens without God. Amen. He's holding right now our breath in His hand. Because if He would withdraw His spirit, if He would take away His breath, all flesh all over the world would fall down together. Can you say amen? But God is a good God, and He's a merciful God, and He's allowed us, praise God, amen, praise God, even, praise God, this next breath that we are taking. And as we breathe and as we live before Him, we are to recognize that it's in Him that we live, it's in Him that we move, it's in Him that we have our being. So many don't want to recognize the power and the authority of God. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. They would rather look beyond God and find another reason. Can you say amen? Oh, it was this or that or some other thing, but why are you trying to make it about God? Amen. Praise God. It was my money. Amen. It was my buddy. Can you say amen? It was my preparation. Why are you trying to make it about God? Can we say amen? But the unlearned don't know that God is the source of every good thing. Y'all better praise Him. Can you say amen? My Bible declares that every good and perfect gift, it comes down from above. And He's the Father of lights. And amen, praise God. We, the redeemed of the Lord, know where our blessing comes from. We know, praise God, that the reason our mind is intact is because of God. Amen. The reason I'm able to get up this morning, it was because of God. My eyes opened on another day that the Lord had made because of His grace and His mercy. Can you say amen? But others, praise God, amen, don't want to acknowledge who He is. Can you say amen? And because, praise God, we sometimes try to look beyond God, amen, praise God, how many know you can't hide Him? You can't cover Him up. Amen. Even if you turn your back, the way you turn, you're still going to be looking at Him. Can you say amen? Why? Because He's everywhere all at once at the same time. You just can't get away from God. And amen. Thank God. Amen. Some try to, amen, go beyond Him. Can you say amen? It's this, it's that, it's whatever. Can you say amen? Amen. But it's not necessarily a God. Amen. Praise God. But they don't realize, praise God, that, amen, He's responsible, amen, for the earth being where it is. Amen. Praise. He's responsible, amen, praise God, for this one little third Can you say amen? In the Goldilocks place position, can you say amen? Lord, we got life everywhere here. And you can't go out the door. It's life. It's life in your under your feet. It's life in the air you breathe. It's life in the water you drink. It's life, life, life everywhere. Outside of your body, crawling on your body, inside of your body, it's life everywhere. And amen, praise God. And men trying to go somewhere else to find life, and everywhere they look, they're not able to find even, amen, the smallest, amen, praise God, living life form. Can you say amen? But here on earth, there's life everywhere. You can, amen, praise God, you can't do nothing, but you're going to bump into some life somewhere. Can you say amen? Amen. And so then God is telling us, amen, that he's the giver of life. And where God chooses to bestow life, there will be life there. And amen, praise God. And life is found in a relationship with our God. But when we look past him, amen, praise God, we look, hallelujah, in other places to find what we need. And today we're looking at Israel, praise God, who knows they need help. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. But what they don't know is where to look. Amen. Praise God. It's a good thing to know you need help. But in conjunction with knowing you need help, you need to know where to look. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, praise God, if you don't know where to look, you just may not find it. Amen. But if you know where to look, if you know where it is, and if you're faithful to look where you know where it is, you can find it. Can you say amen? And so Israel, praise God, determines, amen, praise God, the cause of their circumstances, and the reason of their circumstances is they're breaking, amen, praise God, the fellowship with God that they need to have. And amen, praise God, and when you put God out of the house, and when you put him, praise God, out of your mind, and when you put him out of your circumstances, you invite trouble to come in. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And so, amen, Israel looks to Egypt, amen, for help. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because at that time they are a mighty nation. And they feel like because of the stature of the nation that they can find help there. They look at the horses. Amen. They look at the chariots of Egypt. Can you say amen? They look at the horsemen, amen, and they see, praise God, many chariots, and they see fine, beautiful horses, and they see strong horsemen, and they believe in their mind that there is where I can have the help that I need. But God is also looking. Can you say amen? And amen. And God is saying, praise God, amen. Woe to them, amen, that believe that you can go around me and you can find what you need down in Egypt. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. The Egyptians are men and not God. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Can you say amen? What you're telling me, man can't do what God can do. Tell your neighbor, man can't do what God can do. Amen. Praise God. But they had it in their mind that they would go down to Egypt, praise God, because of, amen, of the status of the nation, because, amen, praise God, of the greatness of the multitude of the chariots and horsemen that were strong. Can you say amen? But God is saying, amen, don't put your confidence, amen, in man. Amen. Those horses, amen, praise God, they are flesh. They are not spirit. Can you say amen? Man can't do what God can do. And the flesh can't accomplish what the spirit can accomplish. You better praise him today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, that's why you need the Holy Ghost. Because you can't do it in your flesh. Amen. That's why you need the spirit of God abiding amen. I'm down here. What the song say, Lord? I'm trying to run this race. Can you say amen? But you got to realize you can't run it on your own. And the songwriter confessed, Lord, I need your help. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Would to God, every time we get up in the morning, we would lift our hands of glory and let God know. You can make it on your own. There's a danger in thinking that you have sufficiency in and of yourself. Tell your neighbor, I can't get it done on my own. And I realize that without God, I'm just nothing. Amen. Praise God. For me to be anything, I need God in my life. Greater. I need a great big God. I need a God that can walk, amen, in times of trouble and come out victorious, no matter how bad it's looking on the right hand and on the left, that he can still be victorious in my life. Anybody know our God is able? You ought to praise him. So God, amen, tells us how it's going to come out. Amen. Before you even go down to Egypt, before you even take that path, can you say amen? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Can you say amen? Ain't God good? He don't cover up nothing. He lets you know. Can you say amen? So when you know, you can say, God told me so. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God let you know. So that when you know, you can say, God told me so. Can you say amen? The only thing is, don't mess around with your soul. Because when you know, amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. Don't let it be too late. When you know, I need a savior. When you know, I need a deliverer. When you know, I need a God in my life. Death. Can you say amen? Don't wait till you go to the grave before you come to the realization how much you need him. Amen. But God doesn't hide it. He let it be known to us. And so he told her, amen, praise God, Israel. Yeah, girl. Can you say thank you, Jesus? How many know God will tell you to live, but he won't make you live. You got to choose to live. Tell your neighbor. He ain't gonna make you live. You gotta choose to live. Can you say amen? Gotta tell you what to choose every time. But you gotta make up your mind that that's what you want in your life. Can you say amen? But gotta tell you, amen, up front, how it's going to be. And so he tells Israel, go on down there. Can you say amen? I ain't gonna block you and stop you, but I'm gonna tell you what it's gonna be like. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Because, amen, the one you looking for help, they gonna need help. Can you say thank you, Jesus? The one you looking for to bring you out, they gonna need somebody to bring them out. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? And not only, amen, is the one that is helping gonna fall, but the one that is being helped, they gonna fall as well. And the helper and the helper, and he, the one that is helper, God said they will fail together. Can you say amen? To those, hallelujah, that don't have God as their help. Somebody say, Lord, I need your help. I need your help. I need your help, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank the cause. Amen. We got it. Amen. Money and prestige and houses. Can you say amen? And the accolades of men, that we good,
Can you say amen? You can tell me
Were you looking that way? Can you say amen? Are y'all here? So what you see determine which way you look. If you see failure, if you see destruction, can you say amen? I didn't tell you which way you look. Can you say amen? If you see amen, I'm not able to make it. I'm not able to hold on. I'm not able to go through. I can tell you which way you look. Can you say amen? But if you see victory, if you see is where you looking for help? Can you say amen? If you're looking toward Egypt, we're talking the world in the sense. Can you say amen? If you're looking to Egypt, let me remind you, the strength of God's people is not in the strength of nations. Can you say amen? It's not in the strength of nations. I don't care how strong America is. My trust is in the Lord. Can you say amen? Come on, somebody. I'm not leaning on nations. On nations can't deliver me. Are y'all hearing me? Amen. I'm not looking to war, military might. Amen. The chariots and the horses. Can you say amen? It don't matter how many nuclear weapons my country might have. My trust is not in a silo with a missile. Can you say amen? Hello, somebody. Lord have mercy. I'm looking to the Lord who is my help and my deliverer. I thank God for retirement. Thank God for you. 501 and the 4. Amen. You gotta live to enjoy. Because if you don't live, you don't enjoy. You gotta have some health to enjoy. Because if you ain't well, you won't enjoy. Are y'all here? Can you say amen? So listen. Amen. Don't lay up treasure in the earth. Because the feet will break in. You are a
crazy.
Yes, I did.
Thank you, We've developed a posture. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. This is me. Can you say amen? Amen. But ain't nobody think about you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because it ain't about you. Can you say amen? Yeah, this is where I am. Nobody think about you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Come somebody. Amen. We came to worship. We came to magnify. We came to glorify the name of our God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Amen. It's about us. Can you say amen? We adopt the posture. Can you say thank you, Jesus? But God, amen. Praise God. He allowed you posture. Can you say amen? He's about to praise him. Amen. But think about it. Amen. Praise God. When God set you free, you are free. I'm going to tell you, let the devil talk you. You're blessed. You say thank you, Jesus. And amen, praise God. And you can die in your burden.
Oh, my God.
You can die in your burden. How are you dying? Posturing.
Thank you, Lord.
And there you are, dead right there. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. We are to be lively.
Yes.
Is that in the Word of God?
Yes. It's scripture. It's scripture.
Come on, say thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Lively stones on a tried stone.
Oh, my God. Yeah. My God.
Say thank you, Jesus. Yeah. They were lively stones.
Yeah. Lively stones.
Amen. Praise God. I want you to know. Amen. Praise God. I don't care what you got to press over in your mind. What you got to press over in your soul. Don't let your feelings wrong you.
Right.
No matter, no matter what you got to press over. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Press over it. Can you say amen? Because God is worthy of your praise. And amen. Praise God. And amen, praise God. So listen, God ain't going to make you.
No. I'm a witness.
So he didn't stop. He didn't stop Israel from going down to Egypt. Because that's where their trust was. That's the way they was looking. Can you say amen? He allowed them to go. God ain't gonna make you praise him.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
He
ain't got to twist your arms. Because when you don't appreciate what God has done for you, God takes knowledge of
it.
He understands. And when you think too much of yourself, to stand on your feet and to give God praise, then that's fine. That's what you get. Yourself. And when you need trouble, ask yourself to help. When you need deliverance, ask yourself to deliver. When you need to be brought out, ask yourself to bring you out. Can you say
amen?
Because they right now. Angels, right now. And amen, praise God. And God is going to say, who had a mind to give me the praise? Who had a mind to stand up and give me the glory? Who had a mind to magnify God? And I'm submitting to him that you're going to want your man on that list. You say amen. You're going to want your name on that list. So here it is. Every one of us is able to stand on you and give God a praise. Stand up and give it. Stand up. Bless you. Yeah.